I don't know if you guys know this, but Larry and I used to hook up.
Yeah.
Let's just say it. Let's just say it.
Sure,
it's no
yeah.
big deal.
Yeah,
it's no big
yeah,
deal.
With, sure. When you were Kendra, yeah.
We had some great times.
Yeah, good times, good times.
It's crazy you guys haven't seen each other in so long.
It's so good to see you, Larry. It is crazy how long it's been since we've seen each other. You look great.
Oh, that's so nice.
Still a sexy beast. Look at you. Look at you. Doesn't he look great, yeah. you guys?
You've changed quite a lot.
Yeah. Some people say that I'm as hot as a man as I was a woman. This guy, we had this little thing. I don't know what it was. Larry would come over to my place.
You know, nobody's really interested in reminiscing and going over this stuff. It's boring, really.
It's not boring. I'm interested.
I want to hear a little more about this.
You remember this? You'd come over, and every time we were intimate, we would have sex on the floor.
On the floor?
I'll tell you one thing. I didn't make you out for a floor fucker.
League of Ordinary Gentlemen, Curbcast, Season 12, Episode 9, penultimate episode. Ken/Kendra, I'm Matt Durson.
Clay Kenferno here.
Ken is Kendra, Kendra is Ken.
It's like this Kendra. Kendra's not here.
I am Kendra. So, yeah, we'll get there. But yeah, here we are, the penultimate.
How come we haven't made shirts that say "We'll get there" yet?
You want to just start right in on Ken and Kendra?
We should have shirts. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
All right. If anyone would buy them, I would totally do that. But I don't know if
they won't. If you're listening and you won't buy t-shirts, you won't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, this is the second to last episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Unless Larry decides, yeah, you know what, I'll do another. But
or the movie.
Here we are.
You know, like or a community movie that's supposedly still going to happen or whatever.
Yeah, you never know. So last week we had Conan and Steve Buscemi. Those are like two of my favorites, two really funny people. And this episode, we also have two of my favorites.
That's
Matt
right.
Berry.
Was thinking of you and how excited you would have been
really
to see
was.
This.
He is Matt Berry and Bruce Springsteen. Like, how do you get any? I mean, like, they really were writing this for me, I think. I don't know who else they could have put in it to make me happy. Like,
right.
Sure.
Like David Mack would have to like be like drinking coffee at the coffee shop or something.
Yeah,
he'd
right.
Be even more excited
at the C coffee shop. I guess David Mack wouldn't eat a C. But yeah, like I don't know who else. It's just hilarious. I mean, and Bruce, you know, doesn't do a lot of acting. I think he's done a couple little things here or there, but he's usually Bruce Springsteen. He's not, you know, acting. He's playing Bruce.
Bruce Springsteen as himself.
Yeah, I remember High Fidelity mostly, you know, where he just has like one line, but it's really funny to me. But like, yeah, like he's really funny. He's pretty funny.
He
and
is
Matt
funny.
Berry, of course. Yeah, he's one of the funniest people. Matt Berry.
Listen
to ridiculous.
Our Vampire Council episodes about what we do in the shadows. One
Absolutely.
More season left of that. Well, we're having this penultimate episode here, and then. This is the penultimate season to our live TV coverage as it happened.
Right.
The next season will be of Vampire Council.
Yeah. And then we'll, I don't know, I'm going to be doing, I'll have to find something else, I guess, or whatever. But yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. rewatch.
Oh.
Just kidding.
But that's not as it happens. I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, it's not as it happens. It's not as it happens. You're right.
Yeah. But yeah, what we do in the shadows is we've been doing the last few seasons of that. He's, of course, Laszlo. And I feel like everybody references the Jackie Daytona. Like if you say that to somebody who doesn't even watch the show, I feel like they might know it.
They know it. Yeah.
Who let it?
Well, also that probably had
a lot of
views on that one because it had Mark Hamill in it. You might have had
right.
some rubes. Coming in to watch our show.
Rubes. Anyway, so they're really the guest stars are just lining up here, and it's making me happy. I love all these guest stars. So, but here we go. This one starts off. Larry is getting a massage, and the woman is hilarious. Her name is Chin Ho or something. I shouldn't even try to pronounce it, I guess. But anyway, she's talking about Cheryl. She's saying Cheryl is so nice, so beautiful, and too good for you. And Ted Danson's very nice. He's very flexible. Your skin is like paper.
You drink water? I drink water. Not enough. Not enough.
I know. Everything he says, she like shoots it right down. You need to eat. You're too skinny. It's like, I eat. Not enough. She goes down to like his legs. She does like two little, you know, they do those little karate chops.
Yeah.
She does like two. And then she's like, all right. And then like, she's done. And he says, is that it? And you can see, he looks over at his clock and it says 10:35. And he says, you only did 35 minutes. And he's like, what about this? And he kind of gestures. She looks at him horrified and says, you want happy ending? And he's like, no, I just want an ending.
That was a great line. I just want an ending.
She's very angry and she storms out. No happy ending. Now, there was an episode. I'm sorry, I don't remember what season or what, whatever. But like, I feel like there was an episode where Larry got a happy ending, but he didn't ask for it. Do you recall this at all? And he was like, is that cheating? That. He was still married to Cheryl. And he's like, was that cheating? I didn't mean to. I didn't ask for it. It just happened. You know, I don't remember how that resolved itself, but it was kind of a
I guess
moment.
That's when I look at it, it's from the finale of the first. Oh, I'm sorry. The second season.
Oh, yes. That makes sense. Yeah.
Starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Oh, very well.
Another one of my favorites, of course, from Seinfeld, but also just Veep. I mean, she's hilarious.
I started my Veep rewatch.
Now, that's one I need to do a rewatch on as well.
Oh, it's so funny. I mean, I watched the pilot the other day, and I was just dying. I never get sick of the jokes in that. I just never get sick of it.
I mean, the characters are so good. And all the actors, like, they find like the best people. So it shows. So the next scene, he is telling Jeff and Leon about his massage experience and everything. And as we spoke about a little bit earlier, or we emailed earlier, Jeff says, Cheryl always raved about her, but I had a hunch. That's why I never used her. I had a hunch. And Larry's like, why didn't you tell me? He's like, well, it was just a hunch. It's like, if you don't, hunch, it's just a thought. If you don't tell anyone, a hunch is not a hunch. It's just a thought in your head.
Right. He says something funny about Eleanor Roosevelt.
If Eleanor Roosevelt
has a hunch about her Pearl Harbor and she doesn't tell her husband, you know, what good is it?
Yeah, I love it. He says, Eleanor, you stupid twat. You didn't say anything. Eleanor twat. So anyways, the name of this place is, what is it? Ollie and Al's, I think.
Yeah.
The name of this restaurant that they're at. And this guy comes over and he's like, gentlemen, how was everything? You know, like sometimes they do that, you know, when you're at a restaurant. And they said, oh, are you Ollie or Al? And he's like, no, I'm Lorenzo. Those are just made up deli characters, which I just thought that was kind of a weird
that was
thing
a funny line too. Yeah. Made up deli character names.
Yeah, they're just chatting more and whatever. And somehow like Leon is talking about how good the berries are. He's like, oh, the darker the berries, the juicier they are. That's why black people taste better. About how
have you heard that? Yeah. That's a sexual thing that people used to say. It's kind of a like racist, or maybe it's not like racist, but it's like the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Talking about going downtown on a black lady.
I see.
That's what that means. Yeah. So that's what he's saying. And then Leon takes it into like a new territory. He goes, that's why, you know, like cannibals would eat black people, but for white people would need condiments.
Yeah, he said they need condiments. And apparently Jeffrey Dahmer only ate black people. So, I don't know. That's what they say. It's one of those Leon things, you know.
Yeah, like Leon took something weird and then like twisted it and made it his own weird, weird thing.
Yes, even weirder. So anyways, Jeff tells Larry that Bruce Springsteen's people contacted him. He's coming to town for his farewell tour, and he wants to meet Larry because of the Atlanta thing. Now, I just want to say, I don't know. I'm a fan. I've seen Bruce a bunch of times. I don't think he's gearing up for a farewell tour anytime soon, but, you know, whatever. It's just a show. But
you know, all these legacy acts always do that. An artist Bruce's age is going to do a farewell tour. The Rolling Stones have done, like, 10 farewell tours, like, with 10 years in between each one of them. You know what I mean? They're like, we're back. You know,
when there's money to be made, right? But I don't, as far as I know, Bruce Springsteen has never done a farewell tour and then come back, because I think he just keeps coming back.
I wonder if maybe I've seen, it's one of my favorites, The Who, and I wonder if maybe I've seen The Who for the last time. I've gotten to see them twice in the last few years, and I never saw them my entire life, so I consider myself fortunate for being able to see them. But Roger Daltrey's kind of like, he's doing like a Larry David, because he was the head of this thing called the Child's Cancer Trust. It's like their charity. And he's like, I'm stepping down from that. And I think that his next move is he's going to step down from touring with The Who. He's like, I'm 80. I'm kind of done.
80. Yeah. I mean, it might be time. I'm not saying Bruce is not a young man either. He might want to hang it up.
Right.
But I don't know. He's coming to Boston, or he was just in Boston, I think, maybe. Was it March?
Was a Gillette. He had a Gillette.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's coming. But it's too expensive. So I've seen him. It's great. If he did decide, hey, I'm never coming back, then maybe I would go. But it's too goddamn expensive.
But you got to see him. I've never seen The Boss.
I mean, I've seen him at Fenway twice. That was awesome. So I feel like I don't even need to see him again.
Yeah, do I need to? But yeah, he says that it's his farewell tour. And, you know, and he's coming because of Atlanta. He wants to meet Larry, because I think in the really early episode, he was like on TV saying, Larry David, he's a person that cares about people and knows how to get things done.
Yeah, he said, involvement is his middle name. Larry Involvement David. I love that line.
Bruce must have had a blast. I mean, and Conan too. You know, I was thinking about that when I listened to our last episode. It's just like, these guys are living it up because they love this stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, just it's a thrill for them as much as it's a thrill for us, probably. You know, it's a thrill for them to be on it. Anyway, so they're just shooting the shit about that, and then they look over and they see Lorenzo putting a C up in the window, like the health inspector, like those cards that they put up, which most people, I mean, you have to put up a C, right? I don't have a lot of restaurant experience, but like, you have to put it up no matter what it is, I guess.
A C. Yeah, I think that the health inspector was the one that was like putting it up.
Oh, right. It wasn't Lorenzo, right. But the restaurant got a C. That's the point of the whole thing. And they're all kind of looking at their plates.
Yeah, they kind of push their food away. Oh,
yeah. Kind of making some, I don't know. So then they go outside, Leon and Larry go outside, and they're doing this thing. And I don't know, our friend Brom used to do this a lot when we were younger. Like, what if I walk like this? Have you ever, you know?
Yeah, and he's like, well, I thought it was just like a callback to like the silly walk from Monty Python.
Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah. I don't think it's a callback to us, but he says, Larry, you know, he's picking his legs way up off. I think he says, I'd be getting somewhere and I'd be getting in shape, you know?
Yeah, and Leon's encouraging him. He's like, yeah, they would have to make your own lane, and then maybe other people would start doing it, and then they would have to put you on the evolutionary chart.
That's right.
The next stage of evolution.
The evolution of man.
Yeah.
God. Walks like with his legs way up. So they're about to get in the car, but Larry's having trouble with his zipper. This is the first time this episode. He can't zip up. And Leon's like, come on, we gotta go. And he's like, oh, I gotta do it standing. It's easy to do it standing. Because if he does in the car, yeah, I see that. It is easy to do it standing up. Larry's right. I think he also says Larry's too feeble. He says, you gotta jiggle it. Not jiggling. Well, this is where we get our big Matt Berry cameo here. Well, he's in at the end too, but he's like, Larry. So he comes out and he's like, oh, hey, Les McCrab. This is Leon. Leon is not having it. He doesn't care. He just wants to go home.
Yeah, he kind of hates that guy because he's so British. But yeah, also, did you notice like the mural on the back where they're standing? It says latte, like right near Larry. And then it says drip on the other side, like drip coffee. But so we got latte Larry. And then I don't even know if it's a common thing or something we used to just call someone that that we both know who I won't mention, but my friends and I used to call somebody a drip just because they were like, they were a drip. They were just a drip.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely a thing. I've used that term.
Okay, you have. Okay. I don't even know what I'm talking about then, but we're just like... we're just like, you got Latte Larry Drive and Drip Road or whatever.
Well, yeah, it's like, it's a coffee shop. So it's like they have different, you know, sort of names up there for things. But yeah, it's definitely perfect. They definitely did that on purpose. And he is a kind of a drip. Yeah, but so it says he directed 2 episodes of Young Larry. And he says, I've been getting good feedback, but I wasn't asked to do any more. But that's okay. I'm really busy. He says he's been working on, he's been in talks to do this Waze feature. Do you think that sounds like a good idea? And Larry's like, no, it does not sound like a good idea. A movie about the Waze app. Like, what the fuck?
And he's like, Jeff Donut is the is the director. And he's like,
have you heard of him? No. Yeah. And he's way up there. He works with Ken Puffett. Like, these names are so ridiculous.
Well, I think that's kind of like a Matt Berry callback with the, remember the thing Sam told us about Clem Fandango? And then they put the Clem Fandango thing. It's like just these ridiculous names and having Matt Berry say them in a weird way. Like, Ken Donut.
Ken Donut. And I love it because they go back and forth. He's like, donut, 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 donut. Yeah, like he makes him say it like 3 times. But it's okay. He's actually really, he's more concerned about his manuscript. Hang a lantern on it. Do you know what that expression means?
I know.
Other than literally hanging a lantern.
I know that it's a thing. I don't exactly know what it means. Put a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you exactly, but I kind of have an idea. So you should just tell me what it means.
It's like it means, in writing terms, or, you know, in creative terms or whatever, it means sort of like if you have a plot hole or some kind of thing, to actually call attention to it rather than try to like pretend it's not there. So it's like, for example, let's say you were watching Godzilla X Kong.
Okay.
New Empire. Okay. There's like those scenes where there's a lot of exposition or something, you know, and they're just like, well, then Kong did this and rose up and fought the thing. Like, then if you had a character like Dan Stevens or something, he's like, boy, that's a lot of talk, you know, that's a lot of dialogue or something like that, you know what I mean? He wouldn't say dialogue, I guess, but you know, it's like, you really explained a lot there. Like, it's almost like calling attention to it in a funny way rather than then you can just move on rather than trying to come up with a creative way to like write the script around all these things. So hang a lantern on it. I love that they use
illuminating me.
Yes.
Lantern.
Very good. Very good. Apparently it started in like politics almost, like way back when or something, because like if a politician got like in trouble, rather than trying to lie or pretend it didn't happen or whatever, you hang a lantern on it to just be like, yes, we did that. Sorry, let's move on.
I'm deeply sorry to my wife and my 2 children, and we're going to take some time to ourselves and reflect. And we'll be back in the public.
We would like to just concentrate on the campaign or whatever. Yeah, he asked Larry if he read his manuscript, and Larry's like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's great. It's great. I loved it. Well, which parts? Oh, you know, like, the whole thing. Like, Larry.
All of it.
He obviously didn't read it. And he's like, well, maybe we can talk about it. There's a bench right here. And he's like, no, I got to get my friend Leon. He's got to get his shingles vaccine. And he's like, oh, yeah, you shouldn't. Do you know what that can do to a man your age? Like, this is like another reference to Larry being pretty old.
Yeah, like, and he's like, shingles, you know what that is? Herpes.
Yeah, exactly. It could kill men your age. Oh, he's like, well, let me know, because he's going on a yoga retreat.
Yeah.
It's a total clear out.
but yeah, he says the thing about the shingles, and he points at Leon. Leon's like, what the fuck? I don't have shingles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then also, I've mentioned this before. There's a funny British thing that people say in Britain, but they don't say it in America. We say we are sitting. But when they say, when they're at a desk, they are sat, or I am sat. And he says, you're sat next to that man?
Yes.
I always, whenever, for some reason, I think I watch too much Alan Partridge, but every time they say it, I'm like, my ears perk up, like, because I like, kind of confuses me. It's like, I am sat, or if I, now I work it into my British impressions, you know, when I'm doing a bad joke, I'm just like, I am sat here, and you comment at me with this, blah, blah, blah. It's a funny turn of phrase. I don't know. It just cracks me up. I don't know why. It's just funny.
It is different. It's for sure. Yeah, and he's like, no, he doesn't have shingles. That's the vaccine. You're getting the vaccine. You know, it's almost like a knock at the COVID vaccine. Not a knock at it, but a reference, let's say, to it.
Yeah, yeah,
or
totally.
Or whatever. But yeah, he's going on this retreat. It's like, have you ever done like a cleanse kind of thing? He doesn't call it a cleanse. Well, it's like,
it's like a clear out. Total clear out. Clear out, which yeah. I have an elder adult thing coming up, and I have to do a big clear out. I just was at CVS. I am sat in my office, and then I went over to CVS and got all this stuff to have a clear out. But what it seems like is that Matt Berry, just like all his other characters, is very sexual. He's like, no holes not filled or something.
He says, every hole is a goal.
Every hole is a goal.
I know, it does sound pretty sexy. I wonder if he just came up with that, right? Like, we had a saying back where I'm from, every hole is a goal. So you mean, like, when you say total clear out, like, oh, forget it.
He made it sound like he was going to have Laszlo type sex with everybody on the yoga retreat.
Is that what you think?
Maybe, yeah, because right. But he says the clear out thing, which is one thing, but then immediately he says every hole is a goal, which meant to me that he wanted to have sex with everybody, like Laszlo.
Yeah, and that is a Laszlo thing, because Laszlo does not discriminate, for sure. So it is pretty funny. Yeah, Larry says, all right, well, we got to go. Yeah, he finally, actually, Matt Berry zips up the hoodie for him. It's really funny. He's like, yeah, I'm having trouble with a zipper. And he does it for him, which I feel like that's another reference to how he's kind of old and feeble, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So he gets in the car. He's like, oh, he was the worst director ever. That's why he only did 2 episodes. Now I got to read his book. Like, it's really funny. Now we see Larry's new lawyer, who is Sanaa Lathan, I think her name is. Do you know? Did you watch Succession?
I do watch Succession. I don't remember her from Succession, but did you watch Succession?
Yeah, she was on Succession. No. She was Kendall, what's it? Kendall Ray? Is that the name of the character? Unfortunately, Roy? I don't watch. I heard it.
Kendall Roy.
It's great, yeah. She was his lawyer. Or her? There? I don't want to make...
Oh, okay.
Kendall Roy.
Okay.
So anyways...
Yeah, I didn't recognize her, but whatever.
She's in Larry's house. She's his new lawyer. Leon walks in, immediately hits on her. I love it. He's talking about, what's that lipstick called?
And he's like,
it's called Don't Go There.
Yeah. And then he starts to say, you know, I live in the house back there and I have a lot of accidents. If you ever want to get involved with like a hit and run or a rear ending, or whatever.
Rear ending. Yeah. A side swipe. Yeah. Very sexual. So yeah, Larry comes. I love it. Larry comes on. He's wearing a suit. So she wants to see how he looks, I guess, you know, for court. She's like, you look great. You look great. But I love it. He says to Leah, it's like, all right, get the fuck out of here. Because he says, you look like a mortician. You're going to bury someone? He's like, all right, just get the fuck out.
And he goes, I don't know what he said to you, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, he knows it's bad. So she's telling him, like, it's very important the jury likes you because the facts are indisputable. He did give the woman the water. There's no denying this. But they have to just be on your side and be like, yeah, he did the nice thing. You know, and just hopefully just let him off.
Yeah, they have to think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Which he obviously isn't.
So. No, but like, you know, as long as they don't see that he's not a good guy. But to that end, Cheryl comes in and she's like, what's up? What did you say to her masseuse? Did you ask her for a hand job? And he's like, no, of course not. They're like, well, she's saying that you did. And the lawyer's like, well, that's bad, even if you didn't do it, you know, like if she's saying,
yeah, you
got to
fix this. You got to fix this now, Larry.
I know.
And then he's like yelling at Cheryl and she's like, you can't talk to her. She's a woman. He goes, that's not a woman. That's my ex-wife.
Yeah, that's right. That's my ex-wife. So the plan is to introduce the masseuse to Bruce Springsteen and hopefully that'll smooth things over, which is a weird stretch, but I mean, whatever. Whatever will make her feel better, I guess.
Yeah, he's got to do a makeup. You know, he's going to make it up.
She said fix it, and he happens to be meeting Bruce, so he's like, all right, we'll do that. So he's driving along, Larry's driving along, and he sees Lorenzo is changing the C back to an A. He's putting an A up in the window. So now he's suspicious, so now he thinks he's lying. And he goes to Jeff's house to meet Bruce, and he's telling them about it. And they're saying, I love it. Bruce says, yeah, he should have changed it to a B. A C to a B is a better stretch than an A. You know, C to, it's almost like something they did in The Simpsons. I don't, do you remember? He did this thing in The Simpsons where Bart changed his D to an A. And Homer was like, oh, but a D becomes a B so easily. You got greedy.
Yeah.
But then they're joking around, like, they're like, would you eat at a bee? He's like, I've eaten at bees.
Bruce is like, I've eaten at thousands of bees. And then Jeff's like, the boss is eating at, the boss will eat at a bee. He's like so impressed by that.
Yeah.
And then Larry's like, he's like, what's the rating of, because Jeff and Susie's house, like, what's the rating on this dump? And she's just like, it's an A+, Larry. Fuck you. You
know? Yeah. She's like, this is an A+ house. So then he's wondering if he should tell the health department or if that's squealing. And he's like, it's squealish. Which is kind of.
Yeah, squealish.
But that is also a theme that runs through the episode, the sort of the squealing, as we will see. So then, Bruce, he's like, well, I wanted to meet the guy. You know, you knew what you were doing, right? Like, you knew you would get arrested. And Larry, he doesn't want to, it's like, he doesn't want to out and out lie, but he does exaggerate. He says, well, I knew it was against the law when I gave that woman the water. But he's almost like he didn't think he would get arrested, but he knew it was against the law. But I don't even think he knew it was against the law. I think he just.
No, he just,
whatever. Yeah. Then he gets another text from Les McCrab, Matt Berry, about, and he's like, oh, I got this text from this guy. He wants me to read his manuscript. I mean, I told him I read it. And then Bruce tells a story about a musician who gave him a demo. He listened like 2 seconds of it and then took it out and never listened to it again. But then he always felt weird talking about it. And he's like, well, who was it? He's like, oh, I don't want to say. He's like, who is it? It's Don Henley. Like, it was. So he's self-conscious whenever he talks to Don Henley. I love it.
Yeah, Larry's like, I would never talk to him again. He's like, yeah, I'm just, he's like, this is a similar situation you get yourself into with Mr. McCrab here. And at some point, yeah. Susie's like, you know, he knew the woman. And he's like,
right, that's,
you know,
that's how
talk
it
about
started,
squealing. Right. Talk about squealing, you know. She totally like wrapped him out in front of Bruce.
Well, yeah, we get to, we'll get there. But so then this person walks in, bald guy. His name is Ian Harvey, is the actor. And the actor is, you know, a trans comedian. So this person walks in, they say, they work for Bruce, and they're saying, oh, you know, the tour is sold out, and they're all happy or whatever. And then he says, hey, Larry, it's good to see you again. And Larry's like, again? You know, and I thought they were going towards like Larry just doesn't recognize this person, but I suppose that's too simple for Curb.
Right. Yeah.
And he says, well,
and they have to get in, like we were saying, like they have to get in all the issues of the day, you know?
That's right. That's right. And he says, well, you know, it was a long time ago, but, and I was back then, I was Kendra. And we used to hook up. It's like, and Larry's like, oh, Kendra Moss, whatever. That, yeah. Like, yep. Now I'm Ken. He's like, oh. So meanwhile, while they're doing this, Bruce reaches for a glass of water. They're talking about Ken is Kendra and Kendra is Ken. And you know, he doesn't want to, Larry doesn't want to admit. He's like, no. Like, well, no, you had sex with him. Like, basically, that's what Bruce says. Like, they're the same person.
Yeah, he's like, it's a small world. You know, you had sex with Ken. He's like, I didn't have sex with Ken. I had sex with Kendra. And never the twain shall meet.
That's right. They did quote, never the twain shall meet. But they're going back and forth. Ken is Kendra and Kendra is Ken. Do you know have you ever had any situations like this?
No, I don't. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I don't know. No, but it is. I would imagine that it would be kind of like.
I only know really one person we were talking about earlier that's in a band, that's fully like done a transition in the time that I've known them. So they're now a man. But I haven't dated anyone or anything like that.
Right. I don't know too many people either. But I don't know. Like, I wouldn't, obviously, I don't think you or I would be as uncomfortable as Larry looks in
well,
this
I
scene.
Also, yeah, I don't think that Larry, like, has a, because there was, remember the Chaz Bono thing from last season? Like, in the locker room and everything?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think in his mind, he's just trying to be like, I didn't have sex with a guy.
Right.
Because he had sex with Kendra. but Kendra's Ken. Ken.
Yeah. I mean, it is the same person. But I don't know. I love it. And he just says, like, we.
I just think I think he's more confused. You know what I mean? I just think he's like super confused.
He's definitely super confused, but it seems uncomfortable, but that's not even the worst part though. As a typical Larry, so Ken brings up the fact that Larry used to like to have sex on the floor, and like that's like the big that's like the big thing.
Yeah, Bruce, I think Ken says like, yeah, Larry used to do this funny thing where he'd always want to have sex on the floor because he didn't want to cuddle after.
Yeah, well, that's what Larry admits. That's what Larry admits to. He's like, well, you know, and I love it because Bruce says, I didn't take you for a floor fucker.
A great line given to the boss.
It was. It was a great line.
And Jeff's like, can I call you boss? He's like, yeah, call me boss. And then
I remember
when I was working for a large concert promoter at the time. You know, like they were like, you get on social media and you announce that Bruce is playing at Gillette or North Dakota or wherever he's going to play, right?
Right.
And then you have to like write out the thing that's like, you know, get ready, tickets are on sale Friday or whatever. But we weren't allowed to say when we were doing that, the boss, because he hates it.
Really?
Yeah. But but maybe just his marketing team hates it, or also this is also them playing a character here. So, you know, right. Why wouldn't you use the boss in the comedy show? You know what I mean?
But like, of course, whether he hates it or not, I'm sure it's, yeah. I don't think he hates it. It is. It's unavoidable. I mean, I, as I said, I have seen him, and usually when he plays in Boston, he says, here in Boston, you know, he makes
it. Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta if you're a boss. Right. You're the boss and you're in Boston. Yeah, he's got to lean into it.
So
it would be like Larry saying that he had nothing to do with Seinfeld or certain seasons. But you did have something to do with the finale, right?
You did come back for the finale, right? Well, so at one point we gotta bring this up because this is very important. Bruce reaches for there's glasses of water on the table, and Bruce reaches for one, and Larry says, "Oh, I'm pretty sure that's my glass." It says it's in my hash mark, but Bruce is like, "Well, I would have put it where I could reach it, you know." But Larry's like, "No, I definitely keep track of my water. And that's definitely mine." And Bruce is like, "All right, well, whatever. I'll drink this one." Like, he's not too worried about it, but Larry definitely is.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this in a, I'm saying this in a complimentary way. Like, Bruce is doing a very good Larry David impression through this whole scene. Everything, like the way he's delivering his lines and saying, you know, like all the stuff he's saying, like he's like acting like, you know, it's squeal-ish, and all that stuff is very much like Larry David lines, but coming out of the boss. This is great.
Absolutely.
Fucking so funny.
A floor fucker is definitely a Larry David line. That's a word he would use.
you must have, but when you first watched this, must have been so excited.
I was dying, when I was watching Bruce. Just, hold his own, you know, with these. He looked very comfortable. But, the whole point is Larry he likes to have sex on the floor so he doesn't have to cuddle after. So that's like the thing that really comes out of the scene. So then Bruce and Ken say they got to go. And, you know, Susie's sad or whatever. And then just as they're leaving, the masseuse shows up and Larry says, "Oh, this is Bruce Springsteen. Bruce, this is Chin Hui." And she's like, "Oh," and he's like, "All right, hello." And then he leaves.
Yeah, he just literally says hi to her. And I got to say, I think I've told this story before, but I have to say, and we were talking about the clearance last week, right?
That's right.
I actually did. I'm fortunate enough to have clearance. And I know you're a huge fan, but he did a couple songs with Dropkick Murphys and was at the venue, and I happened to be standing in the right place that granted me clearance. So I didn't go around trying to get clearance. I was standing in a clearance proximity wherein he was shaking everybody's hand and saying, "Hello, this is the boss." And I was standing next to the right person, and I got to shake his hand. And then I have to tell the story because it's so funny. He actually really cracked me up in a way that it wasn't meant to be funny, but I always say his son was going to BU at the time.
BC, but yes.
Oh, it was his son was going to BC. So his son was
good Catholic boy that he is.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. I don't know about that. But
anyway.
Yeah. One of the B, rated B colleges. He goes, when he's like, after he goes around, shakes everybody's hand, I shook his hand, and, you know, "Honored to meet you, sir," or whatever I said. And then he leaves, and as he's leaving, he's kind of like turns around. He's like, says something that could be a line from one of the songs. He goes, "I'm going to go get a burger and a shake with my son." And then went to Tasty Burger. It was just, it was like the perfect thing to have him say in earshot of me. I was like, was that on the third track on Born to Run? Or did you just say that because it's a real thing that's happening right now? It was like, yeah, so perfect. A burger and a shake.
A burger and a shake. I mean, well, yeah, Bruce, the only reason I know his son went to BC, obviously, I am a fan, but also because I worked at BU at the time and I was kind of mad. I was like, oh, because he did go to visit his son a lot. Like, and he would just like start, he would go through like the common and just like play. If there would be like a guy there with a guitar, he would like walk up and be like, hey, can I play a little? Like, just for fun. Like, he did it a couple times during the four years.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you would see it on like the Bruce fan sites and stuff. Like, he just stopped and started playing in Boston Common. Like, you know, it did it like twice at least. But yeah, so I was upset because I was like, oh man, he could have been on campus, you know, like, but whatever. I didn't work at the right Boston, you know,
the right B
place, the right B. Yeah. So, anyways, the masseuse shows up, he says hello, and then he walks out the door and she's mad. She's like, no picture, you fail. And Larry's like, what? Yeah, I told you I would introduce you.
It was literally like a passing, like, I got more time with him than you know what I mean.
I mean, yeah, I get why she's mad, but also Larry's like, I can't help it, you know, he was leaving.
Yeah, they were like, all of a sudden, everybody was surprised. They thought they were hanging out for a little while longer, but he's like,
right,
but I couldn't tell if Ken was like just trying to shuffle him out of there because he was like, all right, enough with this guy, you know what I mean? Because he was they were kind of like oh yeah, we got a thing like a Larry David, like, you know, that he has to go get the shingles vaccine. He was just kind of like, yeah, we got like a thing. Yeah. And Ken's like, yeah, we have that thing. It wasn't a convincing thing. It wasn't like, I'm going to the TV studio because of an interview. It was like, yeah, we got another thing.
Yeah, they all did seem kind of like, oh, you're leaving so soon or whatever. So maybe that was it. But I love it. Like, Susie's mad. She's like, who the fuck was she? Because like the masseuse storms out. She's all mad still. It's like, you invite these crazy people into my house? And so he's like, well, what the fuck was this like tattling on me about the cuddling? And so that was like a whole thing. But then she's like, just get out of here. And he's trying to zip up his sweatshirt again. And then she's like, what the fuck? You can't zip. What are you, 6 years old?
That was in the trailer from last week. And then, he's like, I got it. He leaves and he's like, good boy. And he goes, fuck you. Or like, fuck. Drop. No, he says, drop dead. Drop dead.
Yeah, I know. All right. So the next day, Larry's not feeling well. He's taking a COVID test. I haven't taken one of these in a while, but, you know, I've taken many. And it's always that, you know, you have to wait 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It's always that, like, oh. But he's positive, and he's mad.
The last time I took one, I was thankful that it was negative, but I was also very sick. I was sick with something else for, like, a fucking week, and it wasn't any better than having COVID. I was just like, oh, great. I don't have COVID, but I'm sick, and I got Stacey sick, and I think she's still mad at me about it.
Oh, really? But I mean, it happens. There are other diseases. It's not just, you know, like, you can get a cold.
The cold spreads around.
Yeah. So he calls Jeff and he's like, I have COVID. You should take a test. And he's like, well, you should turn on the news because right now there's a news report and Bruce has to cancel the final show of his farewell tour because he has COVID. And Larry says, oh, maybe I was wrong about the glass. Jeff's like, you think? And then obviously Bruce's fans are all very mad, but they're like, get well, Bruce. But they're like pissed because he's not gonna be able to play.
Jeff's always calling him to tell him to turn on the TV too. Jeff, I was just about to call you to turn on the TV. Turn on channel 5.
And I love it though. All the news people are actually the real news people. So that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
So then we have this montage of Larry calling people to tell them like that he has COVID. And, you know, he says, oh, I wish I had more social situations I could get out of. So I thought that was a funny line. But he's going down, you know, Lewis, Freddie, John Hamm's name is on, which is This is a great callback to the episode that he was on. But Les McCrab is on there, and he has not crossed out that name yet. And he's like, because he hasn't read the book, so he can't call him yet, because then he'll get found out that he hasn't read it.
Yeah.
But I feel like if he called him and just said, oh, yeah, we can't get together, you know, that would be a good excuse to not talk about it. But maybe he just wanted to talk about it.
But then
he
would keep him on the phone.
Yeah.
To talk about the notes. Whatever.
You're
I also like that he calls his refrigerator repairman. He's like, you're gonna have to, the fridge is like leaking again. Unless you have COVID, then you could come by or something.
Well, yeah, Larry has that, like, people think once you got it, then that's it. Like, he even says it to Susie later that he's like Superman. Like, once you have it, then you can go anywhere. I don't know. You can still catch COVID again.
Yeah, you know? You can. I think you do after you get over like a bout of it. You probably are like a little super immune, like for a short period of time.
Right.
But you definitely can. Many people, when it was all happening, people were like, oh, I got it like 4 times in a row.
Right.
And I was vaccinated and I don't know what the fuck. So who knows?
Right. Well, that's what happens. It's a virus, you know. So I love Leon is pissed at him too, because Leon is like, he's like, I'm stuck in this little house. I can't take number twos over there. Like, he wants to be in Larry's big house. I guess that has better bathrooms, you know.
But then Larry's like, well, you could if you had COVID. Let's hang out. And then he like goes chasing after him.
Yeah, he comes in at one point with like a gas mask and steals all the toilet paper. It's like Leon is very serious about not getting COVID. So meanwhile, Larry sits down on his couch and he starts reading the manuscript. And I love it. It's Matt Berry's voice. Like he's like in his head, he's reading it. And I love, there's a line about directing Herman's head. Do you remember that show?
Yeah. You could tell that he kind of has the, what do they call it on the league? Like, when you have an inflated sense of, like confidence.
Sure. Yeah.
He's just like, you could tell that he thinks Matt Berry's character, just like Laszlo, thinks he's doing a great job all the time, even when he's writing this thing. And he's not.
Yeah, he's talking about like because all this great saying, stuff like, he's done, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he was saying like, and this guy says that he would always refer to himself as America, because he would always say, America's not gonna like this.
Yeah. Like the whole country. Yeah, he clearly doesn't understand it, but the Herman's headline really cracked me up. So anyway, so he says Larry's watching the news again, and apparently Bruce Springsteen says he caught COVID from Larry David. And they're like, oh, the lawyer's not. He's like, that's a bad look.
It's all in the news and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His lawyer's not happy about that. And yeah, I love it. At this point, Leon comes running through. He's just holding his breath. He doesn't even put on the mask anymore, but he gets like Apple Jacks like in a bowl and some milk. So then Larry is next. He's outside, he's still reading the manuscript. Cheryl comes by, and I love it too. Leon is walking with her, and he's like, I thought he had one of those old diseases like whooping cough. Like, so
yeah, they're doing like the social distancing thing where they're like, you know, they're outside, Larry's sitting outside, but they're, you know, 6 feet away,
right? She's standing far away, and she says, so Susie told me about your little floor trick. You used to say that having sex on the floor was hot. But she told me about your, you know, because you don't want to cuddle. And I love it. Even Leon's kind of like mad at it. He's like, you can't hit it and quit it with your wife.
Yeah.
But Cheryl's like, you know, how hard is it to say you love this person you just had sex with? And she says this like long thing, like, I love you, you're the most important person in the world or whatever. Yeah. And Larry's like, people say that?
And she's men like, yeah. Say that?
Men say yeah, that? Men do that? But she does seem a little concerned. She says she's going to Me Too you. And Leon says, yeah, I had a three once. I got Wee Too'd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he had a threesome. He got a Wee Too'd.
Yeah. Wee Too'd. So Cheryl says, you got to make it right. So next scene, Larry's testing again and it's negative. So he's good. And he goes out. He calls Jeff. He goes to his house. And he's like, yay. Susie has COVID now, though. And this was on the trailer. Susie is stuck upstairs because I guess Jeff is negative and Susie's positive. So they have to, isolate. And so that's Jeff world down here.
Jeff is so happy.
Then Susie's like, who are you talking to down there? And then she's saying, like, you are the worst. Of course, you have a terrible aura. And even Jeff says, he has a great aura. Don't you make fun of his aura. And they just yell at each other and say, you're the virus. You're the virus. Because Larry's mad that Susie was a tattletale. Susie squealed on him about the floor fucking.
Yep.
And Susie mad at him for giving Bruce COVID and everyone else.
And then, the whole thing with them is like, you ruined Bruce's career. And the fans, Larry's like, oh, poor boss, poor fans, poor fans.
Oh, poor boss. But yeah, this is when he says he's Superman. He feels great. He can go anywhere now because he has immunity because he just got over COVID. So more Susie and Larry yelling at each other. I can listen to that all day.
She kicks him out of their house again, which she's probably done like 100 times in the course of the whole show.
Like, oh, yeah. I wish there's probably a montage on YouTube somewhere. But so anyway, he's driving the masseuse to Bruce's house to see him. And I love it. She's making fun of his driving. She even makes fun of the way he drives.
Too bumpy.
Yeah. So there's all a bunch of fans out front, and Larry's like, I don't even know how we're going to get in. She says, oh, they always let masseuse in.
And it's such
masseuse always gets in.
It's such a, like, it's the wrong word, but like central cast. It's such a, like, casting call of, like, you're going to stand outside of Bruce's house, and you're going to have these signs. And one of the guys goes, we love you, Bruce. And it's like, Asbury Park rules.
Yeah. One guy's even dressed like 80s Bruce.
Yeah, with like denim and stuff.
The red headband and everything. So she says, Larry's like, you're going to have to drive. So she goes up to like the gate and like presses the button. She says, masseuse here, someone order a massage. And it's Ken's voice. And he's like, I don't think so. And she's like, let me in or you pay anyway. I'm sorry that I hope I'm not sounding racist. This is literally how the woman sounds.
Yeah, that's what she says.
Yeah. Yeah. So they open the gate and they go in. And this is the second episode in a row because he snuck up on Conan last week. But yeah, Larry's kind of like sneaking around. They see Bruce in the window and he's watching an Abe Lincoln movie. So this is a callback to the Gettysburg Address episode too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's been like many like, and I was even thinking Abe Zegelman, you know, yeah, like Zegelman. There's lots of Zegelman,
right.
Is like lots of Abe Lincoln and Larry said, oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. And he does a Raymond Massey impression because he's playing Lincoln. And Bruce is like, at first he's like, what the fuck? <That's great. laughs> He's like, hey, I love that movie. And he starts saying, four score and seven. And he's like, that's a good mess. What are you doing here?
In front of my friends, Mary.
I love it. He says, it's a good mess. But what the fuck are you doing here? And she's like, oh, you know, you remember her. She wanted to get a picture. So you're like, she's like, goes against the window. And Larry takes a picture with her phone. She's like, it's not Bruce. It's just me and reflection. Like, it's just mad.
And Bruce and goes, Ken comes. Does like, oh, what? Like,
yeah.
What? He's so confused. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah. And he looks all like, he's got like a hat on and he's got like, like, what are you doing there? I'm sick. So then Ken comes along and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, Bruce. I shouldn't have let them in. I had a hunch. And they're like, a hunch is nothing. You had a hunch. Why'd you let him in?
I love it. He's like, a picture. You had a thought.
Yeah. So they get a picture, and then like he's like, okay, we're leaving, and he's still doing the Raymond Massey impression. And then Bruce just goes, fucking Larry, dude. He like throws his Kleenex box across the room.
And Larry still doesn't think that he's like imposing on Bruce at all. He's just like, whatever. Right. It's not a big deal.
He just needs this to clear this up with the masseuse, you know? Doesn't want to get me too'd. So they go out, and Larry's driving. He should have hidden the back like he did when they went in. I don't know. I guess he didn't think of it. But the fans all see him. They're like, that's Larry David. Because he gave Bruce COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my last chance to see him.
Yeah. So he has to like drive. They're chasing him down the street as he's driving away. Classic. So anyways. Cut back. Larry is finishing the book. And I love, there's a line. Was Patricia Heaton getting a little handsy? We'll have to wait for my next book. Or something. Because that's a wrap. And I love it. And Larry throws it down. He's like, what a piece of shit. So he's talking to Leon. They're back at Ollie and Al's. And Lorenzo comes over. And Larry's like, he's like, you guys aren't really eating anything today? And he's like, I saw you change the C to an A. And Lorenzo says, that C was undeserved. The health inspector found out that someone had sex on the floor. Someone had sex with one of the waitresses on the floor here. And I love it. And he says, there's plenty of nice places to have sex. I have a couch in my office. So he's not even mad that his employees were having sex in the restaurant.
Yeah.
But he's like, that's what separates us from animals.
It's like, you need to cuddle with them after and say you love them and, be caring and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And Larry's
what kind
like,
of an asshole doesn't want to cuddle after sex?
Yeah, he does. He swears a lot at them. It's really funny. So Larry defends him, though. Larry's like, well, maybe he just doesn't want to. And he's like, oh, no. And then, so he storms, he's like, this is on me. And he storms out. He's all mad. Lorenzo's all mad. And Larry's like, I want to meet this guy. There's someone else who likes to have sex on the floor, and I don't know him. That's a travesty.
I was also going to say just one thing real quick. I was scrolling through my Instagram feed, and there was a scene from Seinfeld where George's boss says, I heard from the cleaning lady who had sex on this desk. And he goes, where'd you hear that from? Her. He goes, was that bad?
Yeah, he's like, was that wrong? I love it. He says, because I've worked in a lot of offices and that kind of thing went on all the time. Like, he's trying to get out of it. I love it. It's classic. There were a lot of good George. Obviously, George and Larry are similar. There was another one where when George was working at the Yankees, he had sex with his assistant in their office. And then he, in the middle of it, he yelled out, I'm giving you a raise. And like the next day he's telling Jerry about it. And Jerry's like, do you have the ability to give her a raise? He's like, no. And then she ended up making more than him. Like, cause she got a raise because he went to Steinbrenner and was like, this poor woman needs to, she doesn't make it. She supports her whole family or whatever.
Right. Yeah, anyways, I remember that.
That was good stuff. But anyway, so Larry wants to meet the floor fucker, but he probably never will. So it's sad. So anyway, Leon's like, hey, you got to call that guy. Now that you're over the COVID, you have to call him. You have to do this. He's like, all right. So Larry, but he can't zip up again. He's trying to do it. Before he calls, it takes him a minute to zip up. So then he calls him. But meanwhile, it's too late. Matt Berry has already surrendered his phone. He's about to get on the bus to go to his yoga retreat.
Yeah, because he misses earlier the call. He had said, like, what I need to get in touch with you because where I'm going, there won't be any phones. So
that's right. No.
Chekhov's no phone.
Off the grid. He gets on the bus. He's like kissing people. And he says, let's have a big cleansing breath. And he like breathes all over everybody.
He's like, I heard you're pregnant again. Give me a kiss.
They're all breathing on each other. As Leon says, spreading the Rona. So, it's classic. And that's how that episode ends.
The penultimate episode, which did not give us a trailer for the next episode. It kind of gave us a montage of some clips from the whole series.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of it was people telling him to get the fuck out or beating on him. Or there was that one, the bra-sniffing dog was chasing after him. Yeah, him getting in fights. Great stuff. So I don't know what they're going to do. I guess it's the trial, probably, but what will happen? Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Do you have any predictions that could tie it into the Seinfeld finale as we've been teasing about?
Yeah, that is, we have teased about that. I mean, like, they have teased it. It's been a couple episodes now. It's almost like they teased it and then wanted you to kind of forget about it. And now maybe they'll bring it back. I don't know. Like, so the Seinfeld finale.
Curbcast podcasters and paying attention to every little beat.
That's right. That's right. Not everyone is paying as close attention as us. So, I mean, the Seinfeld finale they brought back a lot of characters that we hadn't seen, like the soup Nazi and stuff like that. Like, you know, like people that we hadn't seen for a while who had been wronged by the four, you know, core cast members. And so it was kind of like they were getting their comeuppance. So I don't know. We might see a lot of guest appearances if they want to do it that way, if that's the way they're going.
Jerry.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see Julia. Jerry.
Maybe I should watch the Seinfeld finale before next Curbcast.
Sure.
And collect that into my knowledge bank because I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it a few times. It's pretty, you know, it's okay. It's not great. It's fine. It's not as bad as people make it out to be. They also did like a sort of series recap, which I don't know if that was just an NBC thing or whatever, but like, you know, like a clip show that aired like before the actual finale story, like, so maybe
it was,
I don't
such
know,
a big was deal. I wonder if I maybe watched it when it came out. I mean, I might have.
It was a big deal. It was a huge thing, but it was 26 years ago now, so yeah, it's crazy.
That hasn't stopped us before.
No, that's true. But I mean, you may not necessarily remember sitting down and, you know, watching it, but
yeah, but 20 years of separate but equal Curbcast enjoyment on our sides, because, you know, we didn't talk for a lot of the time when Curb was on.
It's true, but it's great to talk now. So yeah, I don't know, do you have any predictions? What do you think? Any predictions on your end?
Well, I don't think he's gonna die. I think he possibly could get the, whatever they said, the maximum sentence is, that he goes to jail for a year or something. And then he's stripped of all his humility if he has to go to jail. You know, there's no way to get out of, he can't just pay a bond and not go to jail, even though he's rich. I mean, he's got a certain sentence, right? So,
right. That's what he said. He could have paid them off and not even had the trial, but the fact that he pled guilty, or pled not guilty, I should say. If he had pled guilty and just paid the fine or whatever, but the fact that he pled not guilty meant, yeah, he could go to jail if he is found, you know, if the jury finds him to be guilty and, you know, whatever. So we'll see what happens.
But they just as well could have a really funny and hilarious twists and turns in the trial where Larry's innocent and he walks off free. You know what I mean? Like, they have to have this main character like kind of do something. It's got to be something big.
I think it would be, I think it'd be funny if he did, if he, yeah, if he didn't, if he got away with it, you know what I mean? Like, I think that would be a curveball.
I think it's equally funny either way, just because of
right
the nature of the thing. It doesn't really kind of doesn't matter, but there's definitely going to be like some sort of consequence. I mean, he's been planning this thing for at least a season, you know.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's going to be a trial. But yeah, what are they going to, I wonder, like, if something happens somehow and like there's like one juror or something like that, or somebody that we don't know, like don't expect or something, somehow somebody comes out of the woodwork, like as a character witness or something, and says, no, Larry's good or whatever. And somehow turns everything around.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And it could be something that we've forgotten about, you know, like from season 5 or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
He hasn't done a bunch of like really good things, but it's not like he's totally redeemable. You know, he's not a villain.
Right. So, I mean, they could do that. Or like I said, they could do the Seinfeld finale route and just have everybody that he's ever wronged or many, many of the people that he has wronged come back and like be character witnesses against him.
So. I guess I'm sort of echoing what you're saying too, like with the cameos and stuff, like, is everybody that we want to see in the finale from this season, from the Seinfeld season, you know, is it going to be fucking, did they do some crazy thing where they like got like all these Hollywood actors and all these people that have made cameos and everybody to be in the courtroom watching it when it's happening? Cause they just need to know.
It's possible. You know what I mean? Like, this is a big show. You can get people. They've already had some pretty big names, not just this year, but over the last couple of years. You know, like I said, John Hamm and, you know,
yeah,
Michael like, J. Fox, of course, going guys way back.
It'd be like Avengers Endgame.
I wouldn't.
You know, like everybody's there.
That's right. It could be. It could be like Avengers Endgame. Oh, my God. Yeah. And like Jerry Seinfeld or whatever. I mean, it could be all kinds of people. That's what I'm hoping for.
Freddie. You know, I mean, the obvious ones, but like still like
right.
just everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be amazing.
F. Murray.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where it's going to go, but I think it'll be good. I don't think I'll be disappointed, so.
Yeah, we'll just be sad that the series is ending.
But, I will be sad. Like I said in my Substack, go read it, Durson.substack.com. But like, this has been a show or a show like this, a show about nothing, as you pointed out, has been in my life for like 35 years, literally my entire adult life. Right? Like, except for a year here or there.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm not saying that you like purposely do this or that it's even a negative thing or anything like that, but there's so many times where I'm watching and I'll be like, I can hear that coming out of Durson's mouth. Like, I associate like Larry with you. You know what I mean? And we always talk about the things that happen in our real lives that are totally Larry David moments, you know, but like, but I just go, oh
yeah.
When you're like just exhausted with like a topic or something, and just how you're like, oh, it's just like Larry, you know?
Well, I take it as a compliment. So
I hope that you do. I hope that you do. And in no way am I saying you're like, you're trying to be like him or anything, but I see it and I'm like, oh, I can see Durson would have said that in that situation, or myself, you know, you see yourself in it too. Everybody right. does, because he says the things that everybody wishes they could say.
Yeah. And he finds himself in situations that sometimes, you know, people find themselves in, and it's just one of those things. Or like, yeah, like, and we say, like, we've said it many times on this podcast, like, oh, I, you know, I this kind of thing happened to me, or I'm with Larry on this one, you know, and stuff like that. You know, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's just the way the show is. Yeah, floor fucker. But it's also, yeah, I think because I'm such a fan, I am obviously influenced by it without even really realizing it sometimes, but it's there.
Yeah, I don't think that you living your life is doing an impression of Larry David. I just think that you guys have very similar personalities.
Yeah.
Which I do hope you take as a compliment.
I do. I wonder, is it like a chicken and the egg thing? Like, right, is that why I like the show? Or do I, you know, did I is sort of become that person?
Nature versus nurture.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an unsolvable thing. And that's why I was saying, like, you know, I'll admit it like this way. Like when I was in like a rock band, like kind of have to, you kind of make like a personality that's like a rock star kind of personality, and you kind of model it on people, and it's performative. But like I said, like, I don't think that it's that way with you. I think you guys just naturally are more in sync with how you view the world than anything. You know what I mean? I could admit that I'm trying to be like the guy from the helicopters, but hope people don't realize it or whatever. You know what I mean? But I just think it's absolutely genuine as far as like when I say that about you. So please take this compliment.
I do, and thank you very much. And I like that, and that's why I'm definitely sad. You know, like, we won't have new adventures of Larry anymore. So just enjoy the ones we have. This was a good run. So
it was a good run. We did a short little podcast run on it, and you know, who's to say we won't do the pants tent? You know, like,
yeah, definitely. Like you said, after a little sort of a mourning, like, you know,
yeah,
a mourning period.
Pick some favorite episodes and watch them or whatever.
Absolutely.
We'll do our clip show.
That's right. I love that idea. But yeah, go back and listen to all of our others. We have a few seasons of Curbcast. We have plenty of seasons of What We Do in the Shadows, Vampire Council podcast. Go find that in the feed. Yep. Sorry, Matt Berry. And then obviously just our regular league podcasts. We are coming up on 500, our next episode, not next one we post, because we haven't posted 499 yet. But the next one we record will be 500. So damn, and man.
It's called The Trial. And then we'll see what our fate is after that.
That's right.
And bring in all the old guests.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Buzz Dixon, you know, Tom Sharpling, you know, anybody that's been on the show.
That's right. That's right. Sounds good. I love it. They'll throw us all in jail. All right. Well, thank you. Listen to all that stuff. Find them on YouTube.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
And yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you at the club.
See you at the club.
I gotta zip up before I go out.
What are you, 6 years old? You can't do your fucking zipper?
All right, I'm going. Oh, hey! Got it.
Good boy.
Drop dead.